This is the West Kent Radio News feature. Hello, I'm Alex Hakes. I gladly be there like a puppet on a string. The 2021's Puppetry Festival was an 8-day puppetry extravaganza at venues across Tunbridge Wells. If you can't wait until 2023's festival, then fear not, because this weekend a smaller but no less fabulous puppetry festival is taking place. One of the puppetry festival's directors, Ailsa Molyneux, joins me in Calverley Grounds. Ailsa, why the smaller festival?
Well, we couldn't wait until 2023, so we've chosen to do a much smaller festival than normal, just to make sure that everybody remembers we're here and to celebrate some puppets.
And there's only a couple of venues hosting events this Saturday, and what are they?
They are the Royal Victoria Place Shopping Centre and Calverley Grounds, so there's indoor and outdoor work going on.
And the benefits of both of those as venues?
Well, there's loads of space, which means that we can have extra large puppets in Calverley Grounds. In fact, if anybody came to the Museum of the Moon this time last year, one of our puppets is pretty much twice as big as the moon was. And then in the Royal Victoria Place, they're always incredibly welcoming. We've got walkabout puppets and we've got workshops happening in there, as well as in tents on the Calverley Grounds.
It's always been a very hands-on family affair with workshops and events for all ages. What are the highlights for the younger children?
Well, I think the spectacle of seeing all of our different puppetry walking about on Calverley Grounds. There's cheeky fishmongers, there is an enormous octopus, but we don't really want to go too much away. The thing for the little children to make sure you don't miss out on, though, is coming to see the 50-foot whale, of which there are performances that are going to happen inside.
Fantastic. And for the older children, 11 and over, what have you got in store?
We've got various workshops for them. Again, they are going to love the walkabouts because they're cheeky and they're naughty and they're something that you just don't expect to walk into in the middle of the shopping centre. So the puppets that are available to see are going to be perfect for age 11 plus, but we do also have two sets of workshops, both taking place in the Royal Victoria Place. So Trinity Youth Theatre are very kindly coming along and doing a workshop, including, I believe, they're thinking about making fish finger puppets, is the last thing I heard from them. And they're going to be singing sea shanties. So there's lots to do for everybody there.
The events and workshops, how much do they cost and how do people get involved and book?
Well, it's very easy this year. There's no cost to anything. Everything is free to attend. There is no booking required for anything, but just do be aware, everything is quite short. So if you turn up and it's full, you might just have to wait till the next go in 20 minutes time.
Thanks, Ailsa, and best of luck for the weekend. So whether you want to dive into an eco-adventure, tickle the tentacles of a 7-metre-long octopus, or perhaps create your own underwater craft with freckles, or unleash your inner pirate with a sea shanty, there's something for everyone, so head along to twpuppetryfestival.org for more details. Like a puppet on a string. I'm Alex Hakes for West Kent Radio.